Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Osoko Sibiya, who joins you every morning at this time to give you some wonderful news coming from our African continent. Good morning, Soku.
Good morning, Abongile,
and listeners. There she is. All right, so let's talk about a Somali woman who might change the United States politics.
Well, her name is Ilhan Omar, and she is basically a Somali American. She came to the United States with her parents when they were fleeing the conflict that was happening in the country. So she is basically a refugee, and today she now sits. She sits as one of the legislators in her district in Minnesota, and she's now actually been voted to get a nomination to become part of the Congress. You know, I don't know how well U.S. politics works. I'm not even going to try and explain what that means. But what struck me about this is that, you know, she has defeated the whole story of how her life should have turned out. So whenever you think about refugees, you always think about them, I think in our minds, we always think about them living out in a refugee camp, living out on handouts, and, you know, just becoming a burden to the state, as what the U.S. president would probably call them today. But she has really turned that around. She went to school, she studied, she went to the universities. You know, she took the opportunity of the country that she was in and basically even changed. You know, she won over the hearts of the people who probably today are looking at her and thinking, you know what, when you look at the U.S. politics today, is that these are the people, as they say, that who are probably coming to take our jobs or whatever else anxieties that are being fed into the U.S. Population at the moment. And she's turned it around. She was able to win over her constituency, and they believed in her. And I think, you know, she dispels all the stereotypes of women of color, of women of different religions. I mean, she is proudly a Muslim. You know, she wears her headscarf, she wears her hijab, and she basically dispels every stereotype that many of us probably have about who should be in politics, who should be representing us. And her story is amazing because with what's happening right now in the United States, and she's that face, she's basically, you know, like breaking boundaries. In my view, she's obviously having a lot of challenges as well, because some people in the Congress in her district feel her rise is too rapid. So, you know, it's all that thing that people want to stifle you. And she has said, you know what, I'm going to go as far as I can and enjoy it while she is there, you know, and changing people's lives along the way.
I've got some words for her. You do you, boo boo. You just do you. You just keep climbing and climbing and climbing. So, you know, I always found it fascinating whenever we talk about people that are in the United States. We say this, like now with her, we say the Somalian American. I wonder how the president of America would feel if we said the German American, because technically the only people native to America are the native Indians. Everyone else there is either African American, Hispanic American, or whatever. I wonder, President Donald Trump, the German American. Yeah, it's got a ring to it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, it's just one of those thoughts that I had. So, anyways, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Listen, can I ask you something? Do you carry a handbag?
Yes, all the time.
Okay. So it's those big ones, right?
Sometimes small, sometimes flat, depending where I'm going.
But you carry everything in there, right? Like your daughter's toys sometimes are in there?
No, she carries her own.
Oh, okay. No, we just, someone, that Anwar sent us a message talking about a woman's handbag. That is just
it's very difficult because sometimes I carry my own handbag and hers because she wants her own.
Ooh.
And then she just gets tired. So then I have like two handbags and I look ridiculous.
I hear that. Yeah. I hear that. Nonetheless, Soku, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Chat again on Monday.
Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much to Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com.